Hi, how are we doing? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you? We finally talk.
Finally indeed. It's going to be a good one, don't you worry.
Do you want to?
So do you want to tell people how they can find out about your Twitter and your website and whatnot?
We're called Grim Up North, and our website is www.grimfest, that's GRIMMFEST, Grim with two M's, grimfest.com. And again, Twitter is Grimfest as well, with two M's.
So why did you originally start up the night? Like, what motivated you then?
Oh, God.
Story. We had one too many drinks. What happened was, Sim and I have known each other for a number of years. This is Steve speaking, by the way. Sim and I have known each other for a number of years. My background is in festivals and festival programming and in film programming. Sim's background is in filmmaking, which is how I know him. I know him from films he's made in the past. And he and his partner, Rachel, who is, I guess, the third part of Grim, Lady Grim. She's in the other room right now. She's a Sim's director. They just completed their first feature film, Splintered. And they came to me and were talking about putting on an event with Splintered and maybe a couple of other British horror movies, and then we had a few drinks and we were like, yeah man, we could totally do this, we could just like, and it started to build from there, and it got a little
it was going to be a Halloween night, yeah, initially. This was back in 2009, and we thought, let's put the film on for fun in Manchester, which is our home city, because it hadn't really had a kind of premiere screening at that point, so we thought we'd put it on, and slowly but surely it grew from one film into, let's put a couple of films on and make it a night, it'd be fun, like a Halloween horror night. And by the time we, and this was kind of probably about June or something like that, and by the time we hit October, we had 25 feature films in place. And that year we ended up running the first Manchester annual horror festival, really. I mean, I think there'd been festivals many years ago, yeah, they did that kind of thing.
But this was the first sustained.
So we thought, well, what are we going to call this thing? And somehow we came up with the idea of Grim Up North. I think it was Steve that came up with the name Grim Up North.
You added the second M.
And I thought, well, how about two M's? Because it's like Brothers Grimm, Grim Tales. So that seemed to be kind of fun. You know, you're combining the cliched concept of Grim Up North, which, you know, is and isn't, depending on how you look at it. And the Brothers Grimm, so that's how the name came about, and that's how the first festival came about. And I guess, you know, we naively did this, fell into this kind of thing, to be quite honest. It was almost like, you know, and as we've done it, we've come to realise there are other festivals around the country doing. We didn't really realise that with this kind of, you know, it's a big scene, and obviously there are other festivals like the Big Fright Fest in London and other ones around the country, and so we know some of those guys at the different festivals, and we kind of stepped into this territory almost, you know, by default, really. And then after the first one, which was quite a big event at Odeon Cinema in Manchester, we kind of thought, well, I seem to remember I was saying, we're never going to do this again. It's too goddamn stressful.
Yeah, what actually happened was the festival ended about 2 o'clock in the morning last night, the festival. And the last words I had from Tim that night, we are never doing this again, ever, as long as we live. And I can't believe that you talked me into this, Steve. So, yeah, and there was a lot, we discovered also there was a lot of will from among the local. We quite quickly picked up that fan base, and they're very loyal, and they were very keen to have it. So we were getting people getting in touch with us saying, when's the next one? And I got stopped I was walking down the street about 3 weeks after the festival, and some guy drives past in the Salford City Council, Salford being Manchester's poor cousin, next door city, Salford City Council van pulls up next to me. This guy waves at me and says, stop right there. And I was thinking I'd broken the law or something. And this guy leaps out and he goes, you're the guys from Grimm, aren't you? And I was like, well, yeah. And he's, you've got to do it. And it was like this guy, just literally a total stranger, stopping me in the street to tell me how much he had, what a great time he had at the festival, and how important it was, and carry on doing it, and blah, blah, blah.
And now we started doing kind of well, regular screenings as well. So we're doing kind of double bill screenings. A bit like the old kind of, you know, repertory cinema kind of feel that you used to get in, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. You don't see much of it these days, but it's really nice to put on. And people really enjoy it because it's a different vibe from going to the multiplex and to kind of run it with, you know, it's a, I could say a family feel. And people come from all over the place. I guess we try to screen a whole variety of stuff because our attitude is that we tend to like stuff on the fringes of the genre. So
yeah.
We're kind of drawn to the stuff that maybe not everybody gets to see that easily. And certainly, you know, there's a whole plethora of stuff out there that isn't screened at the multiplexes. And we kind of find stuff from all around the world, which, you know, the horror genre is actually a very broad church.
Yeah.
And also, we try to screen bits of fantasy and sci-fi as well, because we're really film fans as much as horror fans. And so we're looking to kind of have a broad church and put on all sorts of stuff that sometimes, you know, you wouldn't get to see anywhere else.
Say one thing, in the background while you're talking, you can hear high-pitched whine, and then you can hear it sounds like Michael Myers is slashing someone repeatedly. It's really weird. I don't know what you're up to, but, you know.
Yeah, we are wading through dead bodies here, trying to kind of get to the microphone to talk to you.
Yeah,
I just feel like an avant-garde soundtrack or something, just because it's this repetitive kind of... It's kind of really weird sort of sound. It sounds
how bizarre.
Could be
like a soundscape or something, like a really weird soundscape.
A goblin doing a soundtrack.
Well, I was gonna actually mention. I went to see Goblin last year at the St. Peter's.
Wow.
I know they were playing about three or four across the country. Was Manchester one of them? Am I right in saying that?
No, it was.
I think we would have known.
But I don't know. These days, I realise I'm so off the map when it comes to concerts and stuff. I've got no idea. But I think Goblin would probably have been something that would have come up on our radar immediately, because we'd have been, have to go and see that.
So I don't think, where did you see him?
I saw him in Gateshead near Newcastle at the Sage, and it was brilliant because they had clips from all the films as well in the background as they were playing as well, and they're really into it as well. They weren't just kind of just playing bored, and they were kind of really kind of like dancing, not dancing because they're quite old, but you know, they're moving, you know, they're moving to it, and it was quite a privilege to see them, you know. But I was also going to ask as well, I was quite jealous because we in Newcastle never get to see any old gentle films, as you said. Like, you know, I watch it on DVD, but I've never seen it in the cinema. But have you got any plans to show his Dracula film that's coming out soon?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not. Maybe. He's not completed it yet.
There's all manner of weird rumours about it. And what
really? All right. I just heard it was out this year, but I didn't.
Oh, maybe. I mean, it's. I think it might be, but
it's not completed yet, though, is it?
I don't
think so. It's probably in post now.
I think it's in post. We've been hearing some strange rumours about it, so we don't know. We'll certainly be interested in getting it, but although the advance word on his last couple of films has been so terrible. That,
the last two have been a little bit ropey, but I think he's got a good enough back catalogue to kind of say, hey, you know, come on.
We did a screening of one of his early films a couple of weeks ago, which is just been kind of remastered and re-released. Yeah, Four Flies in Grey Velvet. And
that
was done really well, actually. It was really, it was a great screening. And one of my venues, one of our regular venues, is a place called The Dance House. And it's a 400-seat kind of Art Deco theatre, which is a little bit knocked about around the edges. So it's got a real, really atmospheric feel, and it's perfect for screening that kind of movie. So we do a lot of stuff there, and that works really well there, didn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it, Argento plays well there. We've had Profondo Rosso on there before, and we had Four Flies and Grey Velvet on the week. A lot of our fans have been saying to us since day one. Well, as soon as they saw The Dance House, Rosso, you've got to screen Demons in here. You've got to screen Demons in here. So we just, well, yeah, you know, if people are asking for it, then we'll do it.
But our festival is primarily new film. We tend to screen majority of the stuff we screen. And that's in, you know, every year in October, we'll tend to screen kind of films that haven't been released yet. So there'll be premieres primarily. So we'll, you know, we'll generally screen somewhere between 15, maybe, it depends really, 15 to 20 movies across the space of about 3 days. So it's full on, really. I mean, it's like once you come out the end of that, you've got to be a pretty hardened horror fan to kind of, you know, to deal with that many horror films every weekend. Yeah. It's good fun.
Well, but it's important to us because we're talking here about films that may not get released in this country at all. If they do get released in this country, it will be a limited release on DVD.
I was also going to ask you as well, how important is stuff like cosplay? You know, because Gallifrey's just been on the Doctor Who convention. And that's a big thing for people dressing up and stuff. Do you have lots of people dressing up at your events in character and stuff?
At the festival, like Steve said, we do have some people that just dress up and stuff. And we're thinking about that we're probably going to do a zombie night in April. So we'll probably encourage people to come along to that and dress up if they want to. The Halloween night, we had a lot of people in fancy dress because it kind of pushed it and because it's always fun to do. So, yeah, it's not a massive part of what we do, but it's something that we might develop more because people always enjoy dressing up and having a good time, and it kind of ties in well with some of the themed nights that we do. So
yeah.
So what for you guys was the kind of the most important horror or horror films? Which ones kind of grabbed you when you were kind of growing up in your teens? Which one was the kind of the most important ones?
Good question. Well, it's funny. I don't know whether I should admit to this one, but and I'm not sure it's one of my favourite films at all. But I do. We were just talking about it the other day. I do remember going to see A Nightmare on Elm Street. I was about, I must have been about 17 or 18, certainly yeah, maybe, something like that. And a whole bunch of us went to see it, and we thought it was hilariously funny, and enjoyed every minute of it in a very camp kind of way. That stuck in my memory, not necessarily because I loved it as a movie, but it was a great night out. The Evil Dead was obviously something that was around when I was young, and that was obviously there was a lot of talk about that. So I remember getting to see that on video when I probably shouldn't have done. It's probably too young to see it, and the build up to seeing it because it had been, there was all so much kind of talk about it being this video nasty, which it kind of wasn't really. Yeah. But that had a big impact. But for me, I have two kind of favourite scary movies, and they are Don't Look Now, the Nicholas Roeg movie with Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland, and The Haunting, Robert Wise, black and white movie.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Both movies, although The Haunting is a ghost story, I do think they're both pretty psychological in their content, and that's what I'm always drawn to. Personally, they're my kind of movies. The kind of slash and gore movies, I don't mind, fine, but they don't necessarily do that much for me. I enjoy them for what they are, but I'm always drawn to stuff that kind of works on a kind of psychological level. It kind of really grip me. I like things like The Machinist, that kind of movie. I think they're quite fascinating, and films that are complex structures, you've got to figure out what the hell's going on. They're kind of movies I like.
I've worked out what it is. I think it's Steve, when you talk, it starts sounding like you're possessed or something, you say, so some sort of weird sounds come, and then it kind of stops and starts again. So I don't know if you're possessed, or maybe you need to see someone about that, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you were possessed. That could well be what it is.
Did you actually hear him, or is it not working very well?
You can hear it, and then it goes in and out, and then it'll go like really... high piercingly sort of feedback, and then kind of it starts to have this weird sort of like hacking sound. I've never encountered this such sort of weird like exorcist type sounds.
Well, no,
I was just going to say I've got a couple more more daft sort of things now. If you were running a club night, a music-y club night, what would you guys call it, and what music would you play?
Oh God, I don't know. Club night. ABBA all night.
Yeah,
that's bloody scary. That would really scare people.
It would indeed.
ABBA backwards or something.
Has there been any films that you've wanted to put on at your night where you just thought, I like it because it's that shit, but no one else will appreciate it? Is there any sort of films where you think it's like a really bad sequel, or Psycho 4 or something?
We did screen Halloween 3 at the last festival, so that's always got a mixed response. That was quite weird because quite a lot of people were really quite excited about a screening Halloween 3, which is kind of weird because at the same time a lot of people think it's terrible. So I don't know. lousy sequels or anything like that. Any bad movies that we want to put on?
Like Blair Witch 2 or something.
I've never seen Blair Witch 2.
Well, someone asked the other day about Queen and the Leprechaun films.
Oh, right. Well.
Which, again, I've not seen. So, you know, I don't know what they're like, but that... that guy that's just been in
Warwick Davis. Apparently, there's one called Leprechaun in Space. That sounds amazing.
That's the one we've got to screen. So we might do a Leprechaun night. You never know.
Maybe the Halloween one that's in space. No, there's Jason.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah.
Jason in space. We should put that on because he's the worst that ever.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's just unbelievably well.
Okay. Yeah.
But you always have an audience with stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? If something's that bad, don't you? You know?
I think there's always that element with. I mean, your opinion of demons is pretty.
I'm not a fan of demons. Everyone else is a fan of demons, apart from me.
You're very wrong because demons is class.
Demons looked like they made it because they went along and got about halfway to it. The characters, we're going to kill off all the characters before the end. Let's quick add some more characters, and then suddenly all these punk rockers turn up. What the hell is that about? Well, no, I mean, I'm a great admirer of Mario Bava, the father of Alberto Bava. He's a great one.
I think that's the whole thing with horror, though, is that there's such a kind of, where you go from the really bad and cheesy camp stuff, which is fun because of what it is, to kind of stuff that's so extreme and full on, you know. There's such a kind of broad.
A Serbian film.
Well, yeah. You know that movie, the Serbian film.
I've heard about. Is it one of them sort of torture porn type things? Is it?
Well, it's a very extreme movie, and it didn't get certification to start with in the UK.
Wow.
And so there was talk about. So it started to cause a lot of controversy, and. We did look at it, and we were thinking about. I mean, it's pretty full on. It's quite extreme in many ways, and
we could quote the T-shirt. That's available.
Yeah, it goes to all the places you really don't want to go. Actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's still an interesting movie. If you can cope with that kind of stuff.
Oh, honestly, was it bloody disgusting? Disgusted by it.
Were they?
Yeah, bloody disgusting. I think it was. It said that they felt like they'd had their souls raped. So,
that was full on. We kind of considered screening it in 2010, before it came out. But we were kind of informed by the city council that if we did push to screen it, it wouldn't necessarily do us a lot of favours. So. We chose not to because I think it could. I don't know. It was difficult. It got screened in London, a private screening by Rainguards, and most of the festivals and various people, some I think one or two screened it, didn't they? But
Quite a few wanted to screen it, and then they were told they couldn't screen it on court, so they elected not to.
But this last you must know the Human Centipede movie.
Yeah, I've not seen it, but I've heard a lot about it. Yeah.
That second one, the sequel's caught a controversy as well, but it has got a release now, as did the...
Missing Prime Minister, it's got a release.
Yeah. Again, we didn't screen that one, so...
Well, I'll wrap it up now, and I'll say thank you very much. And but you have a fun night, and I'll see you soon. Take care, all right?
Cheers.
Bye.